Blog Talk Radio.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something that you said. She doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in the room with a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she doesn't like. And she'll never know your story like I do. But she wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts. She's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers. Dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here.
Your host, DJ Stevie P, and for the next 56 minutes, we are going to be talking about sports. Guest call-in number is 347-850-1572. If anybody wants to out there wants to talk about sports, there's a lot going on with the NFL and also college football. Also, might throw in some racing or maybe a little basketball. Just give me one second here. My, let's see. My switchboard just went out, so it'll be one second here before I know what's going on here. Sorry about the way I sound, folks. I just woke up, so I'm a little sleepy. But, it's good to do a morning show. You know, this is a morning show. It's good to do a morning show. And I welcome those people that are listening across the country and around the world. Today is November the 23rd, 2009. This is Thanksgiving week, and okay. So yeah, we got 54 minutes left of the show. Like I said, the guest call-in number is 347-850-1572 if you want to listen in to the show or call the show. You may also listen in if you go to my show page. You can actually listen to it live without having to actually call in. That's another way to listen to it. So, now the NFL yesterday, man, I tell you, I'm lucky that I have what's known as the NFL Field Pass. And what that is, for people that don't know, I know sometimes I may not seem like I'm a Jaguars fan, but I am. I've been a fan of theirs since their inception. I remember when they came into the league. And that would have been October 30th, I believe, 1993 was when they, the decision came down to bring the team to Jacksonville. So anyway, I am a fan, and I, do root for my team. Since I was off yesterday, I was actually able to listen to that whole game online, first at their flagship station, and then I realized that there was like a 3-minute delay in coverage, so I switched over to the NFL Field Pass and listened to the rest of the game on there. So you can listen to any team in any league. Any team in the league, and you can listen to their home radio broadcast. So if yesterday the Bills were playing the Jags, you click on the game, and then you click which broadcast you want, either the Bills or the Jags. So I was able to listen to the game when it was over. I looked on my little scoreboard and saw that there was games about to end, so I flipped over there, heard the winning kick for Kansas City over Pittsburgh, flipped it over, heard the kick for the Giants beating the Falcons, and then I flipped it over again and was able to listen to the last minute of the Lions Browns game from the Lions' point of view, and it was definitely a good experience to do that. So anyway, the guest call-in number is 347-850-1572 if you want to call in. Now, yesterday was week 11, and it was, yeah, okay. Yesterday was week 11 in the NFL, and full slate of games. Nobody was off. Nobody had a bye week. On Thursday, you had Miami over Carolina, 24-17. Yesterday, you had Detroit over Cleveland, 38-37. You had Green Bay over San Francisco, 30-24. Kansas City over Pittsburgh, 27-24. And as the Kansas City broadcasters put it, one of the biggest upsets of the season, defeating the Super Bowl champs. You had a real snoozer with Dallas and Washington. Dallas beat Washington 7-6. Minnesota beat Seattle 35-9. New York Giants over Atlanta 34-31. New Orleans improved to 10-0 and beat Tampa Bay 38-7. Jacksonville beat Buffalo 18-15. That was a very close game. I'll be discussing that game a little bit more in a little bit. Indianapolis squeaked by Baltimore 17-15. Arizona defeated St. Louis 21-13. New England beat the Jets 31-14. San Diego beat Denver 32-3. Oakland beat Cincinnati 20-17. And Philadelphia beat Chicago 24-20. Those are your scores. And of course, the guest calling number is 347-850-1572. We're going to take a break and we will be back very shortly. All right, we're going to take a two-song break, and like I said, be back shortly. So please enjoy this, and remember, guest caller number 347-850-1572. If you want to call in, 48 minutes left of the show, and we'll be right back.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game! It's all about the game, and how you play it, all about control. And if you can take it, all about your debt. And if you can pay it, it's all about pain. And who's gonna make it? I am the game, you don't wanna play me. I am control, no way you can shake me. I am heavy debt, no way you can pay me. I am the pain, and I know you can't take me. Look over your shoulder, ready to run. Like a clueless bitch from a smoking gun. I am the game, and I make the rules. So move on out, you can die like a fool. Try to figure out what my mood's gonna be. Come on over, sucker, why don't you ask me? Don't you forget there's a price you can pay. Cause I am the game and I want to play. I'm not afraid of anything.
back with the bass. Pajamas live in effect, and I don't waste time on the mic with a dope rhyme. Jump to the rhythm, jump, jump to the rhythm, jump. And I'm here to combine beats and lyrics to make you shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance, guys. Grab a girl, don't wait, make a swirl. It's your world, and I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air, come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live, and I will fool this fool. Party people in the house, move.
Caller. Good morning, caller.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Turn it down.
We're listening at the show.
Okay.
I know this is a talk show, but I got a question to ask you. Why is Facebook doing that? You said it's not illegal, but they actually can do that?
It's obviously it's in their contract. I have no idea. Remember, there was a big stink a few months ago with Facebook that where they, you know, basically anything that you put on there is their property. So
yeah.
And people made a big stink about it, so they changed their policy. But that's the thing with Facebook is that they can do something like that because, you know, it's in that little fine print that nobody reads, you know,
yeah.
when you join up for Facebook.
Yep.
So, yeah. So do you have any sports questions you want to ask?
Yeah. I'm doing a show Wednesday night.
Wednesday night?
Yeah, before Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
It's at 11 o'clock my time. It'll be 9 o'clock your time.
Okay.
And it's called Pick 'em. Hopefully you can call. We're going to pick games for Thursday, the NFL game Thursdays,
uh-huh.
and the college game Fridays.
Friday
it's
or called, the whole weekend?
I guess we could do the whole weekend.
Yeah.
So it'll be Thursday NFL game.
All right.
Friday college games.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday college game.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna pick them. It's gonna be like how many? I'm gonna have me, you, and how many points we think? Like I'm gonna say, I pick like Detroit to win by 7.
Mm-hmm.
You agree or disagree? You'll take the points or you'll not take the points.
Okay.
So that's what the show is going to be about Wednesday night. It's going to be pick'em night.
All right. Well, that's cool.
So, yeah, that's what it's going to be about, college weekend pick'em night, because we know the college season is winding down right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and probably after this weekend, a lot of the minor bowls will select teams to fill those slots.
Well, before December 4th, the MAC championship game is.
Mm-hmm.
So they had their championship game Friday before the SAC, the ACC, before those games Saturday. So
yeah,
it's
but
one...
isn't that like Division II? That's not that wouldn't be affected by the bowls.
Yeah, that's the MAC.
Oh, the MAC. Okay.
Yeah, that's the MAC tournament championship game Friday.
Okay.
So yeah, they have it there Friday, and then the rest of the bowl, the conference championship
is there. The games are on Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah, the MAC is having it Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to have no competition with the rest of them.
Right.
So I think that's fair because.
Yeah.
They're the MAC. They should have their own. You know, they should have a competition against the SAC and ACC.
Right.
And
the thing is, though, is that the Big 12 and the ACC will be going head to head because for some reason, both of those conference games are at the same time. One is on ESPN. That would be the ACC championship game. is at 8:00 from Tampa, and then the Big 12 championship is from Dallas. It's also at 8:00. That game will be on ABC.
See, the MAC didn't want to get into that competition.
Yeah.
Because their game would not be seen. I mean, nobody would watch their game because it's the MAC. They would watch the bigger conference. And so.
Oh, yeah.
So the MAC said, okay, we'll put ours Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's better for them.
Yeah, that's better for them. You know, and it's actually, I mean, the last few years, ABC would call it Championship Saturday, and they would have, you know, one game on at, like, noon and one game on at, like, 4 and then another game on at, like, 8. You know, they would spread them out, the three championships. Of course, CBS has rights to the SEC, full coverage of the SEC. And so they always have that championship game, which comes to you live from the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. But It's gonna be some good games, and
yep.
You know it's getting exciting. It's the same thing with the NFL. It's getting exciting. Currently, there's three teams in the AFC that is in the lead for the two playoff spots. That would be Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, and Denver.
Yep.
So. But it's getting exciting. So, is there anything that you would like to address or say? Or
yeah, go Detroit.
Yeah, they went yesterday. It took a full 60 minutes for them to go, but they went.
And Jacksonville won. Your team.
I know. I've already said that they've won, and even though I don't like the coach, you know, I still listened to the game yesterday, the full game, and, you know, through that NFL field pass that I have, which is a good thing to have. By the way, the game was blacked out yesterday in Jacksonville, like all the games this year have, because ticket sales have been very bad, but the local news in Jacksonville. I saw it on the web on a kind of friends with them on Facebook. Anyway, there was some people that got around the local blackout in Jacksonville yesterday.
Wow.
They went through this website in the Netherlands where you can watch live TV. There's like a 3-minute delay, though. But they still was able to watch the game, even on a 3-minute delay. So that's not bad. I tried doing that because I tried listening to directly to the radio broadcast from the flagship station. I tuned in early, but I had stoppages in my internet, and because I did, it backed up the coverage a little bit. So I was listening to both coverages of the game, both the one from the directly from the website and then the one through the NFL Field Pass. And there was about a 3-minute delay on that one too. So.
All right, that's all I got to say. And
okay.
I know you got a half an hour, so enjoy your show, and I will continue to listen.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay, that was my friend Daryl, and calling in, just saying hello. He does his own show. Obviously, like you said, he's doing a show on Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve. I'm doing a show Wednesday morning, at 6 o'clock Mountain Time. Excuse me, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's basically we're going to talk sports. We're going to talk turkey, what you're thankful for. It's just a typical sports guy Thanksgiving show. You know, I will say this. It was nice yesterday, last night. I got out and got a chance to go into town, and luckily I had my snow boots with me because we had probably about somewhere between 4 and 6 inches of snow, fresh snow all over the ground. So it was kind of difficult to walk around, but not impossible to walk, but, so yeah, good times. All right, yeah, we got about 30 minutes left. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll be discussing, or I will be discussing, the NCAA, and if anybody else wants to call in, feel free. The number is 347-850-1572 to call in. So we'll take another two-song break and let's play a little something different. Okay. Yeah. All right, so, yeah, we'll be back in just a few minutes. We're going to play a two- or three-song break. And come right back here on Blog Talk Radio, my turn to speak.
Thank you.
Okay, we are back, and this is Blog Talk Radio, my turn to speak. We have about 23 minutes left in the show, and if anybody wants to chime in, the call-in number is 347-850-1572. We are talking about sports, and I want to say congratulations to Jimmy Johnson, race car driver, won his fourth straight Cup Series championship yesterday. That's very impressive. most teams or people do not win four straight championships. So for him to do that in the modern era like this, it's not just him, but obviously he has a good team behind him, a good crew chief, and excellent. I'm not really much into racing, but you know, when somebody does something like that, it's amazing, and it ought to be celebrated because it is such a rare occasion. So anyway, congrats out to Jimmy Johnson for doing that in the racing world. And we're going to switch over to the NCAA. Now, the top seven places have not changed in the BCS standings, which come out about 7 o'clock on Sunday nights. They're really not going to change unless either a team loses or this week. Now, if you remember last year, leading up into the SEC championship game, Alabama was ranked number one and Florida was ranked number two, and Florida went into Atlanta and beat Alabama to, of course, play for the national championship against a undeserving Oklahoma team, because I felt like Texas deserved to play last year for the championship, not Oklahoma. Well, it looks like Texas will get their chance. They have a game coming up on December the 5th for the Big 12 championship. That game, of course, will be on ABC, so check local listings on that. Also on December 5th, you're going to have ACC matchup between Clemson and Georgia Tech. That's going to be in Tampa. And then the winner of that probably, I believe, will go to the Orange Bowl in Miami. And if anybody wants to chime in on this conversation, it's 347-850-1572. Let's see here. I guess we'll play another song. So, another couple of songs. We'll play another two-song set here. And once we play this, then we'll be back. And but this is my turn to speak, and thank you for listening. So we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing.
on My Turn to Speak. This is KSLP, and this is your host, DJ Stevie P, coming to you live from Sun Valley, Idaho. We have 11 minutes left of the show if anybody wants to call in and just say hello, or I know you're out there listening, and this is a sports show. We're going to talk a little bit about the NBA, recap those scores from the National Basketball Association last night. You had the Magic over the Raptors, 104-96. You had a final in overtime, the Celtics over the Knicks, 107-105. You had the Charlotte Bobcats over the Pacers, 104-88. You had the Heat over the Hornets, 102-101. You had the Suns over the Pistons, 117-91. The Lakers over the Thunder, 101-85. And those were your scores from the National Basketball Association. Today you have four games scheduled. Today you have the Kings at the Grizzlies. You have the Bucks at the Spurs. You have the Bulls at the Trailblazers. And you have the Timberwolves at the Clippers. So those are your games today. Now we're going to switch over to the NHL. Last night in the NHL, Okay, you had the Lightning over the Thrashers in overtime, 4-3, and you had the Blackhawks beating the Canucks, 1-0. So those were your only two games from last night. There's 10 on schedule for tonight. Today you have the Blue Jackets at the Rangers, the Islanders at the Maple Leafs. You have the Red Wings at the Predators, the Capitals at the Senators, the Penguins at the Panthers, the Bruins at the Blues, the Hurricanes at the Stars, the Coyotes at the Oilers, the Flyers at the Avalanche, the Flames at the Ducks, and those are your games for today. So, not much going on in baseball this time of the year. Everything's pretty slow. We have 8 minutes left in the show. If anybody wants to call in, just say hello. Quick shout out to somebody or anything. It's 347-850-1572. If you would like to do that, you're more than welcome. And we have one show scheduled on Wednesday morning. It's a Thanksgiving show. You know, you can do shout-outs, what you're thankful for. We'll talk a little turkey, talk a little football. There's several games on Thursday, so we'll discuss those. And after that, I probably will not do any more shows this year, and maybe into next year I might not do any. It just depends. I'm thankful for my callers that do call in, you know, on a regular basis. That would be, you know, Daryl, my friend from North Carolina. My friend Sol has called in a few times. And then my brother-in-law Joey has called in a couple of times. Anybody else out there that wants to call in, you know, feel free. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see what the next month, you know, holds. But anyway, we got 6 minutes left, and we'll play one more song and then come back with some we'll come back with some closing thoughts here on Blog Talk Radio. My turn to speak. Okay, we are back. We got 2 minutes left. I'd like to thank those three callers, or three people out there that were listening to the show live. I appreciate it. The call-in is closed as of now. You got 2 minutes left. So these are my final thoughts before wrapping it up for a day. So, anyway, it's 16 degrees here in Sun Valley, and plenty of snow on the ground. Anybody planning a vacation, wants to go skiing, come on up here to Sun Valley. And let's see what else. Like I said, I got one show left on Wednesday morning. That's a Thanksgiving show. And people can tune in. It's at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, Wednesday morning. And with that, I'm going to say have a good day. Have a good day. Goodbye. And we'll talk to you later. So let me find a song here to play. So from Sun Valley, Idaho, have a good night.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña colada and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight in the dunes of the Cape, then I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape. My lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like piña colada. Said, I never knew that you like me.